Vayter in Shas. We are in Chulin of Ayin Ches. Speaking of the top of the page, about a Mishnah. Mazda fellows who finished the fourth parak, and now we begin the fifth parak, known as Oso V.S. Bino. What a schus to be learning Hashem Yisbarach's Torah. This is a principle the Torah teaches us. You can't take the, let's say, a sheep or a goat, take it and its kid and shecht on the same day. That's not allowed. This is not allowed. It's not allowed. And now we're going to see the Torah, the Mishnah tells us. Osov yez beno noheg, this iser of Osov yez beno, of shechting it, applies, being ba'aretz, being b'chutz la'aretz, whether it's in Eretz Yisrael, or it's in chutz la'aretz, b'fnei abayi, shalom b'fnei, the time there's a Beis HaMikdash, and that time, even that time of the Beis HaMikdash, b'chulen u'b'mikdashin, and with chulen and hektish. First Rashi explains, Mishum deba'i lemeimar b'chulam mikdash, and since it wanted to speak about chulanim hektish, ditzach lemeilef mikra, you have to learn it from psukim, kid yalfinim gargar, learn the Gemara, taninam ba'aretz b'chulartz, chutzlartz. Therefore it says, Eretzal and chutzlartz, the low itzach, you don't need to say, da'al chovas agufi, because it's something that's it's a chov in the actual body, v'chovas aguf, no hegis b'chulartz b'chulartz, it's obvious. Then the Rashi says, b'fnei abayis means v'zman abayis, eberg basim, afar shamayin akhtinu, why exactly we go ahead and we say this idea. Now we're going to see a list of 12 cases with different permutations to see what you'd be chayiv and how you'd be chayiv. Says the Heilig Heilig Mishnah Keitzad. How would this be your chayiv? Hashochet oso v'es b'no. If someone goes neshecht, the mama and the child, chulin b'chutz. Case number one is, let's say both of them are chulin, and you're doing a b'chutz, outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So then, shneim k'sheim, both of them are going to be kosher, right? The shkita is a good shkita, it's fine. However, there's a bit of a problem, and that is the sheni selvik sarbaim, the second person, one of the shkita in the second animal, has violated the iser of osov yez beno. It's a lav sheyesh bo maisa, and therefore they're going to be chayiv, and they're going to get malkus. But there's no problem with the actual shkita itself, you just weren't allowed to go ahead and do such a thing. Says Rashi, that shneim ksherim mishum daboy lemisli sefer shneim psulim, because it had to tell us in the soon about the case of both of them to be pasul. Gemara for shemayin akdinu, why it tells us this? Sheni sofek mishum dalav mishum lav dosov es beno, because the lav of dosov es beno. Case number two, kachim achutz. Let's say both of them, the mama and the child, are kachim, and you shecht it outside of the azara. We know a lot of the shecht, someone says hektish outside the azara. Then what's the din? Harishon chayiv karis. The first one you chayiv karis. Why? Because of shchutei chutz. Rashi says you chayiv karis because of shchutei chutz. But the sheni, the second one, ushneim psulim. And both of them are going to be unfit. In other words, it can't be brought, it can't be used for karbanos. It's going to be also to get enough from them. But the second one, you're not going to get kares for. Why are you going to get kares for the second one? It says Rashi, Aval sheni pater min the kares. The second one, you're going to be pater from kares. The kemi the nishchad imo. Since the mother shechted shuvim el roi aben li shachit b'fnim, you can't now shecht the son. It's now is not roi to be shechted because of osav yez beno. The psul, it's possible now mishum mechus man. It's not in the right time. Ve'enu chayiv mishum shchutei chutz ella imkein roi lefnim. You're not chayiv for shchutei chutz for shechting outside of its place unless it's something that can be brought inside. And since this can't be shechted because the mama's already shechted osav yez beno, so therefore it's now longer roi for inside. D'chsev el pesach ol moed lo eviu a roi lepesach ol moed. It means something that's roi to come there and be in front of the ol moed. And if not, then not. So therefore, again, kachim achutz, harishon chayev kares, because you shechted kachim outside, and you only did one of them. And the second one is not going to be chayev kares, because you can't, it can't be brought in the mizbeach right then, because it's mechus as man now. But both of them are going to be no good, because also as we know, shteim psulim. Shteim sofkis arbayim, and both of them end up getting malkus. Rashi says, harishon misham lav deshchut echotz, dechsev ba'Allah, yisham elecha pentalo bezvachim, yalfina beheke shochet mimayla shamte. Sham Tala Visham Tase Mamaila Lona Shall Im Kenizya Af Shochit Lona Shalim Kenizya. And so the first one because of a lav of Shchutei Chutz, and the second because of the lav of Osov yez beno. So Shneim Sofkin is a bayim, both of them are going to get Malkus. Next, Chulin Bifneim. Now let's say now we both of them are Chulin and they shecht and they're both shechted inside the Azara. Now, what's the din? Shneim psulim, both of them are going to be pasul. Rashi says, Mishum Chulin Shenishchava Zard, Yalfin and Lobe Kedushin, Parakesh Makanish, you can't do such a thing. Vashani Sufik Gabayim, the second one gets Malkus. Why? Because of also there's been no. Okay, next, case number four is kachim b'frim. If both animals are kachim and they're shechted inside the azara, which sounds great. You can do kachim in the azara, but you can't do the second one. Then a rishon kachim upata. The first one is going to be kachim. Everything's great, nothing's wrong, everything's wonderful. Vasheni sofak zabayim apostle. The second one's going to get malchus because of osir has beno. And it's possible, Rashi's mishum b'chus is mine because it can't be brought on that day. Case number five, chulin v'kachim b'chutz. Let's say the first animal is chulin, the second one was kachim, and both of them are shechted outside. Harishon kasher pata. The first one is going to be kasher because it's chulin and it's outside. There's no problem. The second one, hasheni sufik zarabayim impossible. He's going to get malchus because of osav has beno. The Israel, you can't shecht the mother and the child. Impossible. It's going to can't be. It's no good. It can't be brought as a carbon. You can't throw it down. Kachim, because it's b'chutz. Kachim mechulin mechutz. Let's say you did the first animal is kachim, the second one is chulin, both of them are shechted outside. Then rishon chayiv kares, because shchut echutz, you can't do such a thing. Chayiv kares upasal, it's no good. Vasheni kasher, the second one is going to be kasher. Now what does that mean? Well, the answer is that it's kasher ba'achil. Rashi says vayidu tani pasal tani kasher, so it's able to be eaten. But you're over the Isser, it's not like a trafe now, it's just over an Isser Vosav Es Beno. Shneim Sofkin and Sabayim, both of them get Malkus. The first one because of Shchut Echutz, and the second one because of Osav Es Beno. So that first one gets Karis and Malkus, and the second one just gets the Malkus, but the thing is kosher. Case number seven, Chulin v'Kachim Mifrim. Let's say the first item is Chulin, and the second one is Kachim, and both of them are Shechted in the Azara. Shneim Psulim, both are going to be Pasul. The first one because it's Chulin that's Shechted in the Azara, and the second one because it's Mechuser Zman. Can't be Shechted at that moment. Tosh says Rishon Mishum, Chulin. The second one gets Malkus because of Osov Yesbeno. Right, but the first one, that Chulim Bifnim doesn't get that. Okay, now, Kachim Chulim Bifnim. Let's say the first item was Kachim, the second one is Chulim. Both of them are shechted now Bifnim inside. And a Rishon, Kosher Pot, everything's great. You shechted what you're supposed to inside the Zara. Vashani Sofik Zabayim Puzzle, the second one's going to get Malkus, and it's going to be Puzzle. Malkus goes also as Beno, and it's going to be also because of Chulim that's shechted in the Azara. Chulin b'chutz, case number nine. Chulin b'chutz u'bifnim. Let's say both animals are chulin. Let's say chulin, and what happens is the first one is shechted b'chutz, which seems to be fine, right? The second one is shechted b'fnim. Harishon kasher u'pata. The first is going to be totally fine. Vasheni sofek zarabayim apasal. The second one is going to get malchus, and it's no good. Right? You're over of osav es beno, and it's kachim yevchulin b'azara. And that can't be used. Number 10, kachim b'chutz u'bifnim. Let's say both of them are kachim, and the first one is shechted outside, and the second one inside. Harishon chayiv kares because it's kachim that you did outside, right? You can't do shchut echutz. The second one, u'shneim sofkin esabayim, both of them are going to get malchus. The first one because of shchut echutz, and the second one because of osav es beno. U'shneim psulim, both of them are no good. The first one because of shchut echutz. The second one because it's Mechuser's man, right? They're both because it's Kachem. And it can't be brought, so therefore, because the vessel has been no issue, so therefore it's going to be a puzzle. Number 11, Chulin, both in let's say Chulin, but Befnim u'bachutz. The first one is done inside, and the second one is done outside, a Rishon puzzle Pater. First one's going to be puzzle, because, you know, Shchutei Chulin Bazara. Can't be in the Zara, but the one who shechted is not going to get punished because it's a lav haba mechlal aseh. There's no pasuk that talks about shechting chulin in the azara. There's no lav. There's only an aseh. You don't get malchus for that. Vasheni sovig is arbaim. The second one is going to get malchus. The second one's going to get malchus because of osav es beno. But it doesn't mean there's a problem because they'll eat it. Rashi says, Rishon Mishum Shchut Echutz, Shem Shon Elso Vesbeno. But the animal itself should be kosher. Number 12, the last case of the Mishnah, Kachim, Kachim. Let's say both of them animals are Kachim. And now we're dealing with Bifnim Uvachutz, the first one you shecht inside. Okay, totally fine. And the second one, Mishach Da'atzad, Harishon Kasher Pater. The first one's going to be Kasher, and everything's fine. Everything's good. You're Pater from any issue. Vasheni, Sofik Zabayim Apostle. The second one, that's Kasher, that did outside, that's going to be, you get Malkus, and the animal's going to be no good. Malkus, because also has been no. Sheni, Sofik Zabayim, because also has been no, and it's going to be Puzzle as well. Rashi says, but from the chutz, Hashem is sofik mishum osof is beno. Mishum shchutei chutz, lo lucky, the mechutz is manhu. And the mezkabel of them, because the mechutz is man, it's not accepted inside. Says the Halakha Gemara, wah, wah, wee, wah. Tanu Rabbanan. Oy, 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 oy. This idea of osof is beno, this is applied to chulin en kachim. Let's see. Tanu Rabbanan. Minayin lo osof is beno, she noeg b'mugdashin. Where do we see it's noeg for things that are kaddush, for mukdush, hekdush. Rosh is v'samachlei, osof is beno, as we're going to see. Well, I jumped the gun here. Tamar lomar, shor o chesev o eis ki yivalit. Pasuk says, when an ox or a sheep or a goat is born, and it says from the eighth day, it's going to be able to be brought as a carbon. It says right after that, Vishor Oseh, I'm sorry, Vishor, yeah, Oseh, Osovies Beno, Lo Sishchutu B'yom Echad. Limit al Osovies Beno, Shana Mekdoshin, the fact that they have the smichas right one over the heck is right next to the other, Ashes V'samachlev Yoseh Beno, comes to tell you that it applies to Kachim. The aim of a mekdashin and bechulin los, and let's say it only applies by hekdash, it doesn't apply to chulin. Says the Gemara, shor hifsik ha'inyan. The word shor is mafsik the discussion. Since the pasuk starts right, there's two pasukim, one right after the other. One pasuk says shor o chesev o eis ki yivalid, etc. The next pasuk says vishor o seh o sovias beno. Why do you say that? It should just continue. The fact that you are mafsik the sinyan over here, that comes to tell you that it's not just a continuation of the previous one. As Rashi says, second to last line, it says that shor hifsik inyan di'iya kamaika. If it's just going on the previous pasuk, then nishtuk minei, just don't say anything. V'nichtov v'osav esbeno, just write osav esbeno, don't say shor again. The hub is shor v'sa, I rely on dealing with that. The fact that he split it must be, it's also including chulin. V'yema v'chulin, and say, okay, then it's hifsik inyan, just with chulin, v'mikdash alone, it doesn't apply to mikdash. Ksiv v'shor. Vav Mosef Alinyan Rishon is a Vav Achibar, and therefore it is continuing on and connecting the two together. Now, says Gemara, but hold on 1 second. We know Osav Yisrael applies to Kachim because it's in the Pasuk of Kachim. So, Ima Kachim Kilayim Lo, Afosav Yisrael Kilayim Lo. So, let's say it's just like by Kachim. You can't use kilayim. You can't have a hybrid animal that, you know, two different species that came together. Came out as a carbon. So af osav esbeno kilayim lo. So also that wouldn't be included in the iser of osav esbeno. Alomatanya. So why do we learn in a brisa? Osav esbeno noig bikilayim uvikvi. Why do we say that it applies to kilayim and with the kvi or with the koi, depending on how you pronounce this animal, type of animal. Vodim. Furthermore, there's another issue. With this din that the kilayim animal that is included in osav yisbeno, that you would include that, because seksiv, the pasuk says seh when it writes about osav yisbeno. Ve'amar Rava, and Rava says, beep, turn the page. Ayin chesam beis zeh b'nei av. This is a b'nei av. Kol makom, we're establishing this is the model to teach us that kol makom shenemar seh, whenever there's a place that has the word seh. It means specifically to exclude kilayim, to exclude a hybrid. Rashi says, "Va'od kashali Allah, tahad the katani noig be kilayim." Ma'amar Rafa, that inu ella lahotzias kilayim. Dielfin and kulu miseh ksavim v'seh izim. Mitloksiv sek ksavim v'izim. The fact that it split him, shma minod the lo mikri seh achiu aviv. The emo kvasim o shneim izim. It's got to be that it's purebred. Well, echad kesef, but echad eis lo aviseh. It's not called a seh. So amar kra, the Gemara answers by saying amar kra. Oh, the pasuk says it and its offspring, as of esbeno, it states an ox or a seh. The rabos
I see kilayim. This is going to include kilayim as well. Rashi says v'tifshet mehacha tarti kushosa, and this answers both of your questions because now it's coming to include it. Says Gemara, what do you mean? Hi o mibayli lechalek. We need the word o for something else. Rashi says lechayev al echad mehem sheyishchot oshor ubeno oseh ubeno. The teacher that you do oseh v'esbeno with each one. Says the Gemara, because what would I have thought? Hi, Omi Boyle Lechalik, the second day of the Chamina, add the Shachit Shor Ubeno, Se Ubeno, Lamechayev. Until you do that, you're not going to be Chayev. Kamash Malah, and therefore I'm going to tell you, oh, that even if one of them and its offspring is, you'd have to take a Shor and his kid and a Senet's kid on the same day to get Malchus for being over the Esser. Kamash Malah, it could be even one of them on its own right. So since the word oh is now needed for this, how can you say it's there? It's open to learn from to include a kilayim animal in the din of Osef Isbeno. Says Gemara, lechalek mibno nafka. To make this chilek, we learn that from the word beno, which is said in the singular form, not benum. Right? So even one of them. Avakata miboy lechitanya. No, but we still need the word oh for something else. Ilu nemar shor viseh. Ubeno, it would have said shor visen, ox and a set and its offspring. I would have said that unless you shecht an ox and a set and an offspring of one of them in the same day, that could be chayev. Tamlomer shor ose ubeno vs beno, right? Coming to tell you that the shechita of even one of them is going to. And its offspring is a din. It's going to be chayef. Also, it's been, oh, my lav may o nafkale. Isn't there? We learn that from o to teach us this concept. Therefore, the o is not available to teach you about this kilayim, this hybrid. Lo mi oso from the word oso, which is said in the singular. That itself teaches that din. Therefore, the word o is available to include kilayim. Honey chalurabon and dimi asalu oso. Okay, that works well according to the chachamim, the rabbis, that they go ahead and they Rashi says, "Anichal Rabbanan, look, Haman Boyim, my Chananya, my Rabbanan. Who are these people?" But it works well. Kuto Rabbanan that says we learn from the word "oso," the extra word "oso." Elul Chananya, the Lomay Asel Oso. He doesn't consider it to be extra, so he uses it for something else. So in such a case, Lechalek Minale, where does he learn the separation of an ox from a seh? How does he know that Malchus is even for the shechita of a parent of one species and its child? L'chalek lo tzarech ka. Says Gemara, Chananya says that, according to him, you don't need a pasuk to do that. The savar la k'rav Yochanan. He was like k'rav Yonas. It was like k'rav Yonas and said, whenever a din is said about two things, we automatically know it applies to each one of them on its own right. Says Rashi, k'rav Yochanan, no, I forgot the luksiv. Oh, k'ma d'chsiv o, dummy. V'chol heichad d'chsiv ploni uploni, oh hi, mashma. Netanya, where do we see this one to the Brisa? Isha Sheikalos of Ve'esimo. A person, we saw this somewhere else. Where did we see this? Saw some Bava Metziah, and in Sanhedrin, and Shavuos, and Menachos, a lot of places. Pasuk says, Ish asher yikalas aviv v'esimo, a man who curses his father and his mother. Ain li ala aviv v'ima, I only know of his father and his mother. Aviv shaloyim o'im o'shal aviv mina, I don't know that if it's the father, not the mother, mother, not the father, right? His father without cursing his mother, but as a father. Tavlomber aviv v'imo kilel. The pasuk says further on, the same pasuk, his father and his mother, he is cursed. Aviv kilo, imo kilel. He cursed his father alone, or he cursed his mother alone. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. If you understand Omer, Mashma Shneim Ke'echad. Whenever the pasuk speaks of two things, it connects him with the word Vav, right? This Vav Echibar, then it's being Mashma both of them together. Umashma Echad of Ne'atzma, both together, and one on its own right. Rashi says Klomer Ozeh, either one of them. Achi Yifat Lucha Katzuf Yachdov. Until the pasuk actually specifies it says Yachdov together, and then it would mean have to be done together. Says the Gemara, okay, let's get into this machlokes. My Chananya, my Rabbanu, what's the Chananya, my Rabbanu here? The Tanya was in a Braisa. Oso vs beno, noig benekevos. The din of Oso vs beno applies to females and their offspring. Veno noig bezchar, but doesn't apply to males and their offspring. Right? It's only us here to shecht a mother and its offspring on one day, but not the father and the offspring. That was the Chum that say that we don't. We don't care about the father. We don't really look at him as a man da'amar in this discussion. Rashi says, "Dein choshen lezera av v'im shachat zachar mutter lishchot beno bito." Wow, interesting. Chananya Omer, he says, "No, he's mischar mitzvah. It applies to both. Obviously, he does care about the zera of the father." My time in the Rabbanon. What's the reason Rabbanon wouldn't care about the father? The time went to the Bessie. Yachli, Osef has been annoying being Mischa, being Mischa. Careful, see what the thought applies to both. Vidinu. But really, can knock this out logically. Chiev Khan, Vichiev Be'im Albanim. The Torah is going to be Mechayev, a person here, for Shechting Osef has been no on the same day. Again, I hope I was clear with that. Osef has been no, Mischa, and Shechting on the same day. Pretty much. Sure, I said that. I hope. Vichiev. Be'em al banim, and it helps a person in chayev in the case where he takes a mother and the offspring from the nest. Taken from the nest. Says, we know the pasuk says that ki ikari kan sipa lefanecha, the whole story of shiluach hakan. Right, the punishment for one who violates the iser and takes the mother with the offspring is going to get malchus. Ma kishechiev be'im abanim, just like when a healthy person chayev, taking the mother and the offspring, as she says, like we said, shiluach hakan shehusar shelukach shneim benikivus v'zicharim. It's talking about taking only the nikivus and their offspring and not the zicharim. Af kishechiev kan, here also when they're mechayev such a thing, benikivus v'zicharim, so nikivus not zicharim. Says Gemara, lo, not true, because im amarta be'im albanim, if you want to say about the issue of taking the mother with the babies by shiluach hakan, that the Torah was mekel, that excludes males, that makes sense. Shekin lo asa ba mezumin kishenu mezumin, since with the context of this din, it doesn't treat that which is prepared like one which is unprepared. As she said, the Tanya ki kare, like when it happens, prat la mezumin, klamar of shalo enu chay b'shiluach. It's your own thing; you don't have to send it away. Right, it's excluding a nest that you own on your own. So this makel din, excluding the father, is stated in a context that as a further kula, it applies only which is unprepared, as so it's an ownerless nest. Torah b'osos b'no, so anyone to say it by osos b'no, which is more chamor. You're going to say the Torah is going to be makel by osos b'no. Sha'asa bo mezumin kishen mezumin, that makes it prepared like unprepared, where the owner, you don't own it, it doesn't matter. So there's room for this, the thought that this din of Osef Espino applies to both males and females. Talmud Lomar Oso. Therefore the pasuk says Oso. It and its offspring you shall not shecht. Echad v'lushnayim. The fact that it says Oso, it's one and not two. It says Echad v'noig v'lushnayim. Right? And therefore it applies to the mother. Achad shechile kakosov zechisi ladin. Once the pasuk differentiated between the two parents, I now can explain this the logic that we said. Chiyav kan v'chiyav be'im albanim, right? Although we weren't able to learn out through this analogy, you know, the din of Osef Espino applies only to females. Once we know the pasuk that it applies to only one of the parents, then we can learn out through analogy that this is going to be the female. Chiyav kan v'chiyav be'im albanim. The Torah the person chayav here for shechting Osef Espino on the same day and also taking the mother and the offspring. Makish chiyav be'im albanim b'nekiyav v'slov zecharim. Just like that's talking about women, not men. Women, not men. Afkish chiyav kan b'nekiyav v'slov zecharim. Here too, it's women and not men. That's a chachamim. Now the Bais finished. V'im nefshach lomar. And if you want to say otherwise, then I could say, I'll bring you from another raya, right? If you're going to find it, a way of arguing with me, and then you're going to knock me off, which I was going to say exactly what that is momentarily, right? To explain why it's only the mother. Says the Gemara, this applies to the parents whose offspring clings to it all the time. Right, that the child's always going with her. Rashi says v'dovik tamid lila chacharav. That the child's always walking after the mother. V'derechav lali is karech achar ha'im. Yatz hazach is excluding the father. She'ein b'no karech acharav. The kid doesn't come walking after the father. Manavshach ma im nafshach lo. Now what exactly is this? And if you want to say otherwise, I can give you another answer. V'chitei ma oso zachar mashma. And if you want to say the word oso, it's mashma zachar, because it's written as lashon zachar. I'll say back. Harayu omer beno. It says beno, which implies that implies that the din applies to misha beno karachachar, the one that clings after yosa zachar shem beno karachar, excluding the zachar. That the kid comes after it. So according to the Chacham, that's where they learn out that Osef Espino only applies with the mother and not with the father. Beep, turn the page. I test them. Okay, so what about the Chananya? Why does he say it applies to both of them? He says, Ksiv Oso, it says Oso in the masculine, Damashma Zachar, Uksiv Beno, It also says its son, Misha ben Okar Chacharav, the one that the kid runs after, the Masha Nekev, which means the mother, it applies to both, Zacharim and Nekevos. Right, so that's where, that is our Echlokas, the Chachamim and Chananya. Amar Rav Huna, what's the halacha? Amar Rav Huna bar Chia, Amar Shmuel, halacha, hilchasa kechananya, the halacha is a kechananya, osav is beno, applies to both Zachar and the Kivos, v'az Shmuel atamei, Shmuel goes going to his own logic, Rashi says, the islay, choshen bebehim, b'zera av, because we do care about the zera av, the time we learned in a mishnah in Kilayim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hanuladim in asus, the mules that are born from a female horse, right, the segment of the Kiva, says Rashi, afal pisha, avien chamor, even though the father is a donkey, right? When a donkey has a relationship with a horse, you get a mule, you get a parrot. So even though their father's a donkey, still mutar and zebazeh, they're going to be mutter one with the other. That is, it's not a problem of kilayim. You know, you can't plow a field with a horse and with a donkey. These are two separate things. And we know that this mule, what does a mule come from? It's part horse, part donkey. So you would think that maybe you can't go ahead and they can't breed, you can't put them together and work together, whatever it is. He comes and he says, no, it's going to be mutter. Rashi says, Afa pishavian chamor mutarin. Pered zachar ben sus nekeva impirda nekeva Basus nekeva lor minan asi tzad sus mishtam shetzad chamor shetzad sus v'chamor yesh v'shneim lahachul shlina and mimarav shach yichoshen zera av if yichoshen zera av shneim shav and they're both equal so b'shneim yesh tzad sus v'chamor v'yichoshen arei kulan min sus and minachoshes that both of them are going to be a sus. So therefore that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Aval anuladim in a chamor but those born of a female donkey, but those born of a female horse. So if it's a female donkey that had a relationship with a male horse, or a female horse that had a relationship with a male donkey, then it's going to be also to go and put them together. It's going to be also breeding the mule's mother as a horse and the father donkey with one, and vice versa, because maybe we don't consider the father seed a factor, and therefore one of these is considered entirely horse, and one's entirely a donkey. They're going to according to the mother. V'amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Zudiv Rabbi Yehuda. These are words of Rabbi Yehuda. Damar ein choshen zera'av. We're not choshesh for the zera ha'av. We don't worry about that at all, and therefore that's a problem, right? He holds that it's not definite that the father sees a factor in this, and therefore he asks his beauty these mules whose mothers are of different species, because if you disregard the father's shtickle, then they're different species. All mules are the same. And even if one was born from a female horse or from a female donkey, the other one from a female donkey, they're considered to be the same, and they can mate with each other. Man chacham hu the chachamim, chananya hu is chananya. Damar choshes the zera'av. We are choshes with the zera'av. And therefore, that's why he paskins over here also, that we go with the father and the mother. V'hai bar susi v'chamra, v'hai bar susi v'chamra, bar chamra v'susia. This is like the different species. I'm sorry, then they end up being the same situation, right? This mule that was born from a female horse and a male donkey is called a horse and donkey, and this one that was born with a female donkey and a male horse is called a donkey and horse. Kulucha de mina, they're all one min, and therefore it's not a problem. Since Shmuel is going to Chananya as the Chachamim in the plural, right? We can learn out that his view is that Allah was a Chananya, and that's the din that we're saying over here. Okay. And that's the Azda Shmuel Tamei, how he explains who Chananya is. All right, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.